We know it's hot, but we're out with a thermal camera measuring just how heated London is, especially our homes.
It's not an issue with the house per se. I think it's that it's a British build and we're not built for such weather. We're built for winter.
Are you struggling to sleep at night in this hot weather? I know I certainly am, and so are millions of others. So I'll be speaking to a sleep expert on some tips on how to get to bed.
Also ahead this evening, the anti-corruption campaign is now £1 million in debt because they can't recover the money they're owed from the former mayor of Tower Hamlets. Plus,
but there's always things to photograph. If it's not buildings, it's people.
And we meet the cabbie by day with an eye for taking great pictures of London.
I'm not stuck in an office with the same view. My office is London, and I can just go wherever I want. It's absolutely fantastic.
Hello and welcome to BBC London News. None of us is in any doubt that it's hot in the city, but these images we've taken with a thermal camera show how hot it really is in this heatwave and what the temperature feels like. Meanwhile, expert engineers are warning that in future, homes in the capital should be designed to take into account hotter summers. Tonight, the Mayor's office has issued a high air pollution alert for tomorrow. Our environment correspondent, Tom Edwards, reports.
André Louis is a blind musician who works at home in Kilburn. Unfortunately for him, his house is nearly 30 degrees today, and it's very, very uncomfortable.
I think it's that it's a British build, and we're not built for such weather. We're built for winter. It often feels very stagnant in here, and with the heat and no rain, it's quite difficult to work. And because I do a lot of work from home, I find myself just drinking tons of water. We have a water machine. I'm filling it up twice a day sometimes.
It is expected that we're going to get more of these very hot summers here in London. But there are things that city planners can do. This is a thermal imaging camera, and it shows you how different environments can affect temperature. London's usually hotter than the surrounding countryside due to what's known as the urban heat island. Here the camera shows how pavements on Oxford Street are warm and pump out heat. But look at the darker patches here and much lower temperatures due to the shade from the trees. By the Thames in Greenwich, you can clearly see the temperature difference between the land and the river, and even water fountains cool the surrounding area. Compare that to what was a stuffy commute on the Bakerloo line. There's not much to cool the air here. And look at the difference in temperature between buildings in the shade and those in direct sun.
This is a traditional Mediterranean design, so we use a lot of this kind of features, balconies and external shutters.
Experts in building engineering now want government policy to make sure architects take into account hot summers.
One of the easiest and most effective solutions that we have found is external shading. This could be shutters, it could be other types of blinds, or it could be kind of balconies where each floor uses the balcony above to kind of shed.
And if hotter summers are to become more regular, it means changing city and building designs to try and keep cool. Tom Edwards, BBC London News.